Hey, everybody, and welcome to Divine Purpose Insights. I am Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. This week's podcast, we're going to talk about why your journey matters. I've learned one thing, and I think it's really vital to keep in mind, and it helps us greet others with more grace and openness and non-judgment, and likewise, it allows us also to have confidence and conscious self-worth that we often so much need. And here's this precious idea. Anyone's journey is as unique and valuable as any other's journey. We may live lives we're proud of, or ones that we feel are full of regret or challenge, disappointments. We might see others as having it all, or somehow maybe not having what it takes, or being less seasoned or wise, or even having experiences that we can't relate to. But that's judgment. And when we let go of judgment, we can see more of what's really going on for us and for others. Human judgment is just such a cloud. It is a perspective, but it isn't the elevated, clear, divine perspective that comes from non-judgment. Or if we say it in more spiritual terms, which I always like to do, that perspective that is from the mind of God. And by that, I mean that consciousness that is oneness and love and goodness that's impartial, but also very diverse in its expression, because the mind of God is diverse. So our lives express that diversity, but there's no better than when the Creator is universal, unbiased, perfect love. So anyone's life and its experiences is really only a surface presentation anyway. What we have, what we've gone through, what has transpired for us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually are really not the same things. The series of events and circumstances aren't who we are or what we've become. But they have helped to craft the perfect you that has arrived into this day. So God didn't give you the challenges, but you're the evidence of what those challenges have cultivated in you, awakened in you, shaped or molded, shined up, polished, and refined. Your experiences are valuable in what they brought out in you. This very glorious idea that's needed, right, and beautiful for this day, for this moment. So know the grandness of that, the rightness of it. And so own that journey for what it's awakened you to, what it's told you about who you really are, what you really love, and why you are unlike anyone else in the universe, and why that's wonderful. And then realize that this very same principle of life is all around you. We all have these journeys, these spiritual journeys, really, that connect the dots in our lives to come out with this lovely arc. It is a lovely arc to where you are today. The details make for a really fascinating story, and you want to treasure the travels of your life, the byways and highways. But the important thing is that we are all here in this day with that journey bringing us to this scenic viewpoint ready to move forward. The journey of another is worthy, and so is ours. God didn't dole out an interesting life to you and a boring one to another, or vice versa. He hasn't given someone a better route to knowing life and love than he's given you. It's God's plan that we know him, that we know the one who is life and love, and that we know him better with every step that we take. It's really inherent in the story of our lives. We can't miss getting at the truth, because the truth will keep coming for us. Value your story. You know, isn't it funny how we don't tend to think of ourselves as really having accomplished anything? Or maybe that's just me. In any case, I find that when I'm sharing my story with another person, even the human one with all its, you know, stuff and nonsense, others will find it intriguing or inspiring and even fascinating at times. And it really takes me telling my own story to somebody else to see that it actually is kind of unusual or interesting, maybe even a little instructive, kind of learn from it myself by the telling of it. We have facets of discovery that are unlike anyone else. And that means our lives and us in them as the main character in our lives, those lives are truly unique and really wonderfully captivating. And again, they put you and I right now at a place of amazing possibilities. So grab hold of this place. You have wisdom through your experiences. You have a deeper understanding, and I hope an even deeper conviction to live forward with a higher sense of what you can do and be, and with a greater awareness of what's truly important. Not just for you, but for the world as well. My life's been all over the map. It seems like I don't really know what I want from minute to minute, but when I sit still and kind of breathe into this moment, I realize that everything is leading me to this point, and it's a powerful one. It's a powerful moment. You know, for me personally, I think it's most powerful in the sense that I can, you know, buoy others up by holding up a mirror for them. It's what I love to do, and letting them see, you see, just how amazing each one of us is because of all we've been through, but mostly because of who we are, who we truly are, who God made us to be. Being conscious of who we are gives us power. Being aware of the unique and valuable asset that you are, not only for your own life and those in your circle, but for the world, as I said, is a magnificent thing. Your journey is probably going to veer around a little, but it's leading you to today's perfect alignment of the stars, so to speak. That ideal and harmonious collaboration of ideas and experiences that are here to sing in your life and sing forward in the world as well. Sing in your tune for the world. And because God made each of us and he governs the whole reality of life, we're a unified bunch of unique lives. I know that sounded kind of strange, but what I mean is that our differences, when honored and expressed with the love intended by God, and inherent in our own nature, these differences are made to blend in harmony for the good of all. That's really the law. That's creation. That's God's wisdom coming together, everything in harmony. So it's my intention, as the spiritual activist I say that I am and feel that I am, is to help everyone realize that our unique lives and individual qualities blending in their own vital, singular, unique way are absolutely designed to work together. And the key to that is love. So back to your personal story, let's start with a love for our own journey and mostly a celebration of today's great potential. And cherish that everyone has a journey that has led them to this same moment where we can work together in our specialness for a more powerful, peaceful, productive, and beautiful world. A world unified by love is one that will save us and one that's worth saving. That's what I think. I'm on the pulpit right now, but that's what I think. And that doesn't mean Pollyannaism. It just means knowing that power and strength of love. And it starts with loving where we are, who we are, what we are, and who God is. And knowing that that love is the only thing that can heal, that can save, that can uplift, that can power us all and connect us all in a way that brings peace. That natural peace and natural harmony. So I've got a little exercise for you when you have a few moments to reflect on it. It's not too difficult, so you can't do it in the moment here. I think you should be able to carry it forth with you and remember the theme of it enough to do it. But here's the exercise. Write down a list of some high points, major choices, seminal moments, and maybe even some low points in your life journey so far. These might be things that you would say would compose chapters in your life story, or maybe they're just real highlighted moments in those chapters. So maybe the first 5 to 10 that come to mind. And next to each one of those, write one word that's your takeaway from that experience or moment. What did you overcome? What is the feeling now when you think of it? What did you learn from it about yourself? What is clearer now? What word just describes the whole experience to you as you reflect back on it? Just a word that comes to you in relation to that particular event or moment in your life. Now treasure all those things. See the small victories and growth and new awareness you gained. And also see if you can get a bigger picture of things, the theme of the story. Cherish that story for the wisdom you now have about it. And if you want to, then sit still with that amazing story and think about what makes sense to you now. What next chapter feels like the next right thing, the heart and soul thing. The thing that makes you come to life. The thing that makes sense right now. Knowing what you know and being who you are. Being who you truly are and knowing more of what that's about. May not be a specific human action thing, but there is maybe some idea that just says, yes, this feels like me now. And then, you know, how can I get that? That's the next question. How does that unfold? And it starts with love. It starts with love. It starts with loving the journey and being open and listening going forward, receptive to where these ideas are leading. They're coming from God. Even this exercise that you do, if you're really, really cherishing and coming at it from love, God is in it and he'll be guiding you to see these various things and how they connect. So you can't edit your old human story, but you can love it and learn from it. You can connect those spiritual dots and see what kind of a picture develops. Then you can pause, like I said, and let your soul guide you, God guide you to what just makes sense and what you absolutely deserve. Let the truth within guide you forward. Your journey has really just begun. I don't care what your human ages. Your journey starts right now, today. It's just begun. The best part is ahead of you. Know that. Believe that. Agree with the truth of your magnificence. Choose a great next adventure. And then take the first step toward it. I plan on doing that too. And if you want to, I really would love for you to share your list, your thoughts, also your questions or anything with me on this podcast page or on the Facebook post or privately by email to me. And my email is lauramoliter@gmail.com. And that's M-O-L-I-T-E-R, Laura Moliter. Gets spelled wrong sometimes. I would love to hear about your journey, what you've learned, and where you aspire to go next. And if you add a place of decision on this and you really need some more clarity, I'd love to help you connect to your divine purpose, connect those dots and see how they go forward. And it's not just the thing you want, but with divine purpose, we're talking about the thing that God wants. And it's divinely right. So it's satisfying, inspiring to you and to the world at large. Like I said, these things all come together. Your purpose, discovered and lived, is world-changing. If we can each connect with that purpose and live truth, live honestly as ourselves, we have power in the world. We bring harmony to it. So the more of us that do that, everyone listening out there, my lovely listeners, the more harmonious our world will be. Now, that's in my humble opinion, but I think I'm right. So let's get started on that and email me if you want to get at that truth and move forward in it. I'd love to discuss things more, get to know you and see you shine and dance and sing for the world from that beautiful divine purpose that you have that's just revealing itself rightly every day with new freshness and power. Again, it's lauramolitor@gmail.com, or you can get me at my website, beingfreenow.com. beingfreenow.com. I'm Laura Molitor. I'm a spiritual activist, a divine purpose coach. I will have another podcast for you next week. We're all in this together, kids. Let's make it a good day, a good life, and a good world. This is your moment. Shine.